Call Your Mother by Anna Lamont Salisbury. For my mother, Evelina, and yours. Call your mother. Call your mother because she loves you. Call your mother because she loves you with an unguided love. A love you sought in her milk, smile, and hum. A love you soon recognized from the vent of her voice to the ring of her laughter, reaching ever for her scent, whether splashed from a fancy bottle or her sweat, a love too soon tight around the collar, an embarrassing love, a don't call my government name in these streets kind of love, and oh mama, love. Call your mother, whether she is fly or furious, free or detained. Call your mother, even if she don't like where you live, how you live, and with whom you live. Call your mother to let her know you're all right, even if, according to her, no girl should be out past midnight, even if you're a girl damn near 50. Call your mother because the unthinkable is already gospel in her head. You are already drunk, drowned. You are already strung out, stripped. You are already robbed, raped, ditched by the road. You are already lashed, lynched. You are already a gone girl, as gone girl can get, laying with eyes turned up to glory. Call your mother because she has seen it all. Like that time, she wouldn't let you take your bike back to the city because she remembered that biker who arrived in the ER with the bike through him. Call your mother, even if she doesn't understand, an equilateral equation, the partition of India, Parliament Funkadelic, Faust, Faulkner, Frost, Baldwin, or bell hooks, black girls who rock, black girls who riot, rampage, they, them pronouns. Call your mother, even if you don't understand, why she still dig the Rolling Stones, her fight the power street shake, her follow me house music stomp, her praise Jesus Sundays, her sarong and head wrap Mondays, her artsy poetic crowd, her free to be me, her need to picket, her need to protest, her need to chat with every stranger she meets. Call your mother, even if you don't like where she lives, how she lives, with whom she lives. Call your mother. Listen to her tell that same story she told you last week. Call your mother, even when you have nothing new to say. Your breathing says it all. Your sigh over the mundane. The nothingness of your life is soothing to her. School is fine. Work is fine. The kids are fine. I'm fine. It's fine. Everything is fine. Call your mother. Allow her to hear the crack of vulnerability in your voice. Call your mother because she needs to know you are okay. Even when you tell her you are, she knows when you are hungry, heartbroken. Call your mother because even if she can't fix it, her hearing is a balm. She rubs salve over you in prayers. Call your mother, even if she doesn't understand that thing you do, that prize or accolade you won, or were passed over for again. She was, is already proud of you. Call your mother and forgive her, for she know not what she do. Call your mother, for her body showered and sheltered you. Call your mother, because when she is a gone girl, as a gone girl can get, her memory has left its fingerprints all over you. Call your mother, not because you love her, but because she loves you. Call your mother. Call your mother. Call your mother.